just overall thoughts on the game today?
I thought we brought a good intensity. I think we're really starting to wrap up, like, hitting-wise and putting all the pieces together. And I think this is a great time to be hitting our stride coming into May. That's when, you know, softball really counts and when the postseason we can make an impact. So,
what did that pregame ceremony mean to you?
It meant a lot. You know, it's been four, like, tough years. And, you know, we've been grinding, and it's just nice that to have, like, something to celebrate and have a culmination of everything that I've been doing here.
Aside from last year it was you and it was Allison. This year you got three pitchers. What does that dynamic really do where it looks like everybody's on their game heading into May?
You know, it's going to be tough for other teams is really what it comes down to. I feel like everything we throw is a little different, and the matchups are all going to be tough, but I'm glad that we're all playing our best coming into May, because this is when it really counts.
Is there anything you do differently between being a starter and going the entire game versus coming in relief like you did today?
I just throw a little bit more probably because I stay warm throughout the game. You know, I throw like every other inning, but everything else pretty much stays the same. The warm-up is the routine, and the routine just sets you up. So I tried to keep everything pretty much the same.
What's one thing that you'd like to push forward and do better come playoff play?
I think starting out the gates were pretty good scoring, but I think I want us to keep scoring every inning. And then personally for me, I think just staying consistent and taking every batter one at a time instead of like maybe making it too big and getting ahead of myself.
You guys have went 15-1 here at home. You probably are going to host the Patriot League tournament, the postseason tournament. What does home field do to just you as a pitcher and then overall as a team?
I think we love playing here. Obviously, we came to Boston for a reason, and now our home crowd is really rowdy and with us, so that always helps. But it's nice to be able to sleep in your own bed and have your own, like, home to come back to and stay in versus being in hotels that are a little impersonal. So we love it here, so we hope to stay.
Thoughts on today's crowd in particular?
They're getting rowdy. They're getting rowdy, but they're in it, and we can't complain. You know, a student section is a student section. Anyone who wants to come out and support, we're all for.
Thank you.
And actually, talking about the 4 years, I mean, does COVID seem forever ago?
Yeah.
Because obviously that canceled your first season.
Yeah, that really does seem like forever ago. I feel like the time has really flown by. Like, I can't believe I'm almost graduating. That's crazy.
Yeah. And then finally, it's going to come down to Lehigh again. Obviously, yeah. It's been a rivalry the last decade, basically.
Yeah.
Just what's it going to take to beat them next weekend?
It's going to be really scrappy. You know, we know they're going to come out and punch us, and we just got to punch back. You know, we got to keep hitting it and playing as clean as we can. We know they're going to throw everything out at us because it's going to come down to it, who hosts. Everyone wants to host. But I think when we're on our best game, that no one can really compete with us.
All right, thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Coach, can you just talk about celebrating the seniors with a W?
It's awesome. I mean, this is such a great class, and obviously you can see performance-wise, you know, they're elite. They're elite at what they do and how they carry themselves and what they've been able to accomplish here. So it was a pretty special day. You know, Army seniors included, those are pretty amazing kids. So, you know, when you play against someone for 4 years, you get really familiar with them. You know, so I think on both sides of it, it was pretty exciting, and I'm really just happy for them that they got to have a win on their big day.
With this class in particular, what are you going to take away as you look back in maybe a year or two from this class?
You know, I think each class is like really different. Obviously with Nicole and Emily coming back, I mean, that's just special to continue to choose this place over and over again, even when they could leave or move on. That means something to me. And then obviously the senior class, that's a gritty group that's found a way to win and, you know, just talented beyond belief. So a lot of love for these six kids.
You talked a lot last season about passing the bat. In that third inning in particular, what did you like from their game? It seemed like it was just single after single.
You know, when you score in bunches, that's really tough to defend, and it's really tough to come back from. So I think for us, you know, obviously anytime you're putting up a five spot, that puts you in a good position during the game.
As far as base running is concerned, you guys had a couple of outs on the base paths, but you guys got a couple of runs from being aggressive as well. Like, what is that something that you want to see continue with the aggressiveness?
there's risk and reward. You know, I think for us, I think we had a couple moments of bad judgment. But then on the other end of it, you know, it's if there's something in motion, it's helpful. If it's not in motion, it's you know, they got to make a read, and sometimes their instincts are off. So, you know, I just told them in the huddle, it's great to have wins, but we got to go back to the drawing board. You know, we got to fix those things.
As far as next week, Lehigh, you guys got to win two games in order to host the tournament. What are you looking for as improvement?
I mean, I think if you look at today and you see the amount of hits in all three games, I feel like that's what you need. You know, we have the defense and we have the pitching. That offense is going to be the, you know, kind of the defining piece of it.
And then if you guys do end up hosting the tournament, you know, what does the home crowd and the home dimension really do for you guys?
I mean, these fans are incredible. We have a student following right now that's pretty special. So, you know, it's humorous, it's fun, it's investment. That's really cool, and it's really cool for our kids. So we have a lot of awesome people showing up, and we appreciate what they're doing because they're definitely giving us some energy.
And then finally, going back to Lehigh, how do you want the kids to treat that weekend? Because obviously hosting rights are on the line, and it's been a big rivalry over the past decade with Lehigh.
Yeah, I mean, I think just approaching it like anything else, you know, you got to win. So a game at a time, a pitch at a time, you know, you can't win two of them in day one, you know, or I should say game one, day one, you need to win two of them. You know, but I think for us, it's just a matter of like, you know, relying on what we've been doing. Like, you got to show up, you got to compete, and you know, there's days you're going to win, there's days you're going to lose. We just happen to be on the winning side for a little while right now.
All right, thank you.